This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are times in business and economics when what you think is the story really isn't the story. The headline in tech today is the $67 billion deal that has Dell, the computer company, buying the data storage company EMC. Rumors were abounding last week. Dell is a pretty good-sized company, as you know, but it doesn't have that kind of money just sitting around. So it's going to borrow, which is fine because interest rates are low and money is cheap. But the Fed, as you may have heard, is this close to an interest rate hike. So Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York on what money that is not so cheap anymore might mean, both for the deals that big corporations make and for smaller deals that might involve you.
When we're talking about multi-billion dollar deals, slight changes in interest rates can add up to a lot of money. So to what extent do they drive whether big deals like this get done?
The short answer is not in the least.
Dartmouth business professor Anant Sundaram says the data just don't show borrowing cost as a big driver.
Interest rates play a very small, a barely perceptible role in affecting mergers and acquisitions, or even more broadly, corporate investment decisions.
Low rates are good and all, but Dell's buying EMC now because it believes the companies will be worth more together. Period. Donna Hitcherich is a Columbia Business School professor and former investment banker.
Good deal is a good deal. If you think it's a good deal, you should buy it. Cheap money just gives you a bigger margin for error.
There will be big deals before and after the Fed does its thing. Smart companies don't let short-term moves pressure them into long-term choices. It's basically like buying a house. Let's say you're in the market right now. You should decide whether to buy based on what's right for your family and budget, not just whether mortgage rates are tempting. Don't be swayed by what a bunch of central bankers might or might not do.
The danger is getting into something that you're not ready for or it's not exactly what you're looking for.
Trulia chief economist Selma Hepp says, think long term.
Because it's a lifetime investment, it should not be a decision that should be rushed.
No matter how cheap the money, whether you're buying a house or acquiring a company, don't do it unless you are pretty sure you want it. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.